Ervin Perches Mishnah Tes. In the previous few Mishnahs, we've been discussing the halachas of tiltul min hamayim, what type of mechitzas you need when you're drawing out of a body of water. Karmelis, gezustra, so on. Now we're going to discuss halachas of tiltul in transporting, not taking water, but getting rid of water. Person lived in a chotzer. They didn't have drainage. And the normal Metzius was that a person would spill water that wasn't being used anymore, water that was dirty, water that was used, that wouldn't be used again, he would spill it. And the chotzer would have a place, either it would be a ditch and the water would run out of the chotzer, or there would be an incline, you'd spill there, from there it would go out to the chotzer. Now, let's ask ourselves, in terms of Hilchus Shabbos, is that called a Maisa Tiltul? Person standing inside. And he deliberately pours the water in a way where it's going to run out of his chotzer. He's being oiker the water that's in his hand. He pours it onto the floor of the chotzer. And l'chayra, the hanoch is outside. Is that a maisa that's also b'shabbos? The Gemara has a klal that any maisa that's done b'koichoi is not called a maisa. That means when a person does a maisa where it's clear deliberately he wants that outcome, but he doesn't do that maisa. He has the ground do it for him. So that maisa is not called a maisa. Now, what the cutoff point on that is, of something that's not directly your maisa, is the subject of many sugyas. So for instance, in Hilchos Shabbos, if somebody would take a bowl, and somebody throws it through Rosh HaRabim, even though he's not actually putting down the bowl by its destination, that's called makir by point A, and hanocha by point B. However, pouring water where gravity does the job, even though you're deliberately planning the water to go out, is not called a Maisa Chil Shabbos. It's not called a Maisa Midaraisa. The same would be true, for instance, Marshal Legabi Ritzicha, Legabi Mazik, all these cases, it would be called Grom, it would be a Chiv Bidei Shemayim, but it would not be called a Maisa Bidei Odom. There's one case where even the equivalent of throwing a rock or throwing a ball would also not be called Maisa. And that's the Gabe if my behema kicks up pebbles in somebody else's Rishusa, Alocha, Alocha, Moshe Mesinei. In the second parak of Bamitzi, it's called Tzroi Rois. Alocha, Moshe Mesinei, even though normally that would be called my Maisa via Daim, over there the Torah downgraded to only Chayv Chatzinezek. But normally that type of a Maisa is called Maisa, as opposed to pouring the water on the ground, or putting something on the ground and letting the incline carry it, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of discussions about this in Makkos, in Sanhedrin, and Bava Kamma. So what we have over here is we have a din where it's clear that the person is not being Mechal Shabbos Deraisa. There's no Isser Mideraisa in pouring the water over here into the Chotzer and letting the water run out. It's Koichoi. Findesvegen, Chazal were afraid, it's a little bit too close for comfort, a person pours water deliberately that should go out, so then next time maybe he'll go and he'll carry the Rosh Hashanah. So they were geyser on the maisa of pouring water out, al yidei koichoi. Taisus, the other Rishonim bring that even though we find that by a svina, when a person's on a boat, the mechitzas of the boat we have had before, that the mechitzas of a boat created Rosh Hashanah, we had Lagabi Ruvit Chumin in the fourth parak. Still, if a person has water that he wants to get rid of and he pours it into the yam, into the ocean, l'chor, he should be pouring from Rosh Hashanah to a Karmelis. So there's a din that the way to pour it is to pour it on the edge of the boat, and from there the koichoi will have it run over the side. That's mutter. Why? Because only koichoi be Karmelis. Why over here is it an issue of concern and over there it's not? So Tosfos, the other Rishonim, everybody with their, all the each Rishon with his nusach, is that there's a chil between yom v'yabosha. By yabosha, you're not that close. By yom, you're not that close to doing a maisa which looks like a maisa chil shabbos. Chazal did not. So over here, you're doing something which could then bring a person closer to an echta maisa of chil shabbos. Over here, they ask it. So we have the din of the Mishnah, chotzer shibchusa me'arba amois, ein shevchim v'seichem mayim b'shabbos. A chotzer that's of limited size, one cannot pour water in a way where he knows that the water will run out from the chotzer, out to the Rosh Hashanah. Elohim Kain, we'll see in the Mishnah, there's an Eitzah to make that pouring indirect, and with that, Chazal allowed you to pour the water even though you know that it's going to run out. Now, what's the shear that's mavur over here in the Mishnah? She pchusim me'abamis. What's the difference if it's abamis or not? Surrounded by mechitzis. This is not the arba amos of a tiltum imokim lamokim. So the Gemara brings a machlokes amirah. According to one sheet, it's the sheet of Reb Zera. The Gemara is saying a pashut physical mitzias. A square area of dalet al damis, a square of 16, is enough ground to soak the water. A person could pour a base sosayim of water. A base sosayim is a measurement of how much water a person generally uses in the times of Chazal for cooking, washing, and so on. That amount of water, pour it on the ground, be'etzem the water will get absorbed in the ground. If there's a little bit spill-off, that's already not called that you did a ma'isa, even indirectly, of spilling the water out. According to Rabbah, the nekuda is in Das B'nei Odom. The nekuda is that a chotzer, which is dalet amis, the Gemara says, roitzer lezofon, a person wants to, in those days they would put some moisture on the ground because the chatzeris would get dusty. You'd walk in and out, your clothing would get full of dust. If there was a certain amount of moisture, dampness on the ground, then the ground would pack better. Chotzer wasn't paved. And because of that, that amount of space defines you as not deliberately spilling the water to go out of the chutz. Because adarabah, you want a certain amount of water to water the ground, to wet the ground, to dampen the ground that you're standing in. Gemara cheshbon zeh alta nafkamina. What happens if you have a chutz, which is not a square dalet al dalet? It's a total of 16, but it's 2 by 6 plus. B'chiyai gavna, the mokim is not enough of a mokim choshev that you'd want to take care of it that should be dampened, but it would be enough ground space to soak the water. So it'd be totally in that machlokes Rabban Abzera whether that would take away from the gzera. Al kaponim, the din that we have over in the Mishnah is chotzer sheh pchusa me'abamis, according to Yidu Pshat. So here you, when you're pouring, your kiviyochel, your ki'ilu, pouring directly out into the chotzer, it's koicha, it's only the abonim, but that's the gzera. Elohim Cain, what's the Eitzah? Osu lo uko. Machzekes sosayim in aneke velomato. An uko is a hole in the ground. It's like a drainage pit. And it has to be machzekes sosayim because we mentioned before that the amount of water that a person uses in a regular day is sosayim. So that's the amount of water we could assume that you're pouring out. We need it to have some type of enough space to be machzekes sosayim that you're not pouring directly out into the chotzer. The hole to the uko is where? Min hanekev ulamato. This means that the drainage, there's a hole where you pour the water in. The place where the water sits before it seeps out into Rishus HaRabim has to be sosayim, has to be enough to hold the sosayim from the neck of it down. If it only includes the place where the hole is, it's never going to hold sosayim bebasachas. It's not going to do the job. So you have to have a storage capacity of sosayim, and from there it goes out. That's already not even called koichoi. Bein mi bachutz, bein mi bifnim. The hole could be, the storage could be really outside. As long as it doesn't seep directly out into the chotzer, chazal were in goizu, even though the bats and the mokum that you're pouring into is the storage leads directly, it's mamish by the edge of the chotzer. And part of the hole where the drainage is of the sosayim is outside. That's fine. As long as you're not pouring directly out. You're pouring from inside your chotzer. The Mishnah makes a cheshbon, ela shemi bachutz tzorch likmor. If the storage of the sosayim that holds the water is outside the walls of the chotzer, tzorch likmor, you have to be mechasa the hole, the drainage, you have to put something on top of it. Boards or put some coverage on it. Mibifnim ain't tzarech likmor. If the drain is inside, it can be an open pit. I know you dig by the wall, you dig an open pit that has a storage capacity of base sosayim. Pour the water in, the water drains out outside of the chotz into Rishus HaRabim, that's fine. Why do you need these nesorim? Because if the drainage space is outside, it's part of the Rishus HaRabim. You're pouring directly into Rishus HaRabim. Mashenkin, if it's covered over with Nesorim or some other cover, a manhole cover, so when you pour out, you're pouring into a mokum that's out of the Rishus HaRabim. Thereafter, it seeps into Rishus HaRabim. That's not your problem. That's direct Shebe indirect. So over there, not. By the way, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Pshan the Mishnah, is only when the ground generally is dry. The water is, there's enough mud and there's enough water on the ground in the regular chutz in the rainy season, then when you pour more water, it's also indirect. When something is literally a dry surface, you pour the water, that's kiviyokol, you're pushing the water out of the chutz. When there's enough puddles on that space of dalet al dalet amas, they're not. Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah is a direct hemshich of Mishnah Tes. We just explained that there's two shittas in the Gemara brought about the shear of dalet amas. According to Reb Zeira, the shear of dalet amas has to do with a certain amount of ground space. It's not really dalet amas. It's really 16 square. That's how much ground space you need to absorb that amount of a sosayim of water. That being said, and the second shita is that it has nothing to do with the ground space. It has to do with a certain chshivus of a mokum, which is dalet al dalet. The same way in Hilchus Mokum, it's dalet al dalet over here also. Chshivus of a mokum that you take care of and you make sure Lazilov, the water makes it moist. That's oimid for hishtamshus without getting all dusty. That makom is dalet al dalet. Now let's read the next Mishnah. Reb Elezer ben Yankev oimer, biv shu komur arba amos b'shus harabma. Biv is a pipe. The words are even similar. The two bases with the two p's, a similar shayish. A biv, which is komur arba amos, you have a drainage pipe leading straight out of the chotzer, and it's going out into Rishus Harab. Would that be considered also pouring directly out koichoi, where there would be geyser? So if it's komur arba amos b'shus Harab, that means it's covered over, like we said, has a cover, and it's a grand total of arba amos b'shus Harab. Shevchem l'seichem ayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to pour into that on Shabbos, even though the chutz is less than dalet amos. Here it's not relevant what the size of the chutz is. You're pouring directly into the pipe. L'chor, you're pouring directly into the pipe that goes to Rishus Harab. But if it's a mokum komor and it's dalet amos, then it can be considered a mokum of dalet al dalet. And it's not part of the Rishus HaYochid because there's a hole coming from... Sorry, it's not part of the Rishus Harab because it's called... what's called Beloshna Gemara in the first paragraph of Shabbos, Chayre Rishus Hayochid. That means there's access to it from the Rishus Hayochid. It's going out into a covered place. That's why the Mishnah stresses that point. So it's not part of the Rishus Harab, the surrounding Rishus Harab. So Yimam is pouring into something which is shagged to Rishus Hayochid. It'll directly go out into Rishus Harab. What happened to the Isser, the Gzer of Koichoi? The answer is that it's Dalet al Dalet. It doesn't have to be a square dalet al dalet, but it's enough to absorb the water. It's not called direct koichoi. So it's not a problem. And this is l'chayru, the shita of Reb Zeira that we explained before. L'chachamim oimrim, afilu gagoi chotzen meyo amo, even if you're talking about a very big area, lo yishpech al pi abiv, you can't pour directly into a pipe. Why is that? In the Mishnah before, we had that when a chotzen is dalet al dalet, since it's a mokim, that you want to take care of. The upkeep of that is a certain amount of water that keeps it moist and damp and not dusty. So that maisa is not considered a direct maisa of spilling it out. When you pour into a pipe is a one-way ticket. It's designed to carry water out. That's exactly what you're doing. So what would be matter? Even if you talk about a big area, you can't pour the water there if it's going to go directly out, unless there's some reason why you'd be pouring the water for the water to stay. The Chachomim over here hold like the time of Rabbah that we mentioned before, that it's Kedei Ziluf. So if you're pouring into a bib, you're not allowed to. The Mishnah just says, Al Shoifech Migag Legag, when you pour onto the edge of the Gag, L'chore, the proper gears over here, that's the way it is in the Mishnah in the Gemara, is Al Shoifech Hu Legag, you're allowed to pour onto the Gag. It's not Migag Legag. It's not one roof to another roof. V'amayim Yordin Labiv. That you're allowed to do. Why? Because the roof is also, a gag is a place also where you'd want Leziluf to take care of it, to wash it down. So Mel over there also, it's not doing a direct maisa of pouring the water out. V'achsadra, mitztarfen l'arba amos. And achsadra is a small covered, like we would have a walkway into a house, they would have a covered place. It has a roof on it, but it doesn't have walls. So it's on poles, sort of like a sukkah. And that would be like the shady part right outside the edge of the house. So because of that, if the chotzer is less than dalar amis and the achsadra is another few amis, so you can look at that as one space of dalar amis, and then hein lefir belezer ben yankim and hein lefir the chachomim, that would be enough to be considered a mokim that you're not pointing directly to the outside.